I'm here with Chris Phillips, Southend United reporter. Chris, a fifth win in a row, and it's at Portsmouth.
Yeah, it's a fantastic evening for Southend United. I've been working for the Echo, covering the club for 10 years. Been watching Southend as a fan or in one capacity or another for 24 years, showing my age now. And I'd actually say that's probably one of the most remarkable victories I've ever seen Southend United secure during that whole time. Going down to 1-0, then down to 10 men. I'll let you into a little secret. I'd done my report. Southend had lost as far as I'm concerned. I couldn't see it going anywhere else. The report was finished. And then from nowhere, we got an equaliser with 10 men, with Will Atkinson popping up to score his first goal for the club. And just as I was rewriting it, saying that Southend had got a draw, Barry Corr popped up and got the winner. So to win two games in a row with 10 men, especially at a place like Portsmouth in the second of those victories, was just unbelievable, really.
What's the team spirit like at the moment then?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the last two games have probably underlined just how good the team spirit is. I was talking to Barry Corr after the game on Tuesday night, and it was quite funny because he was praising the team spirit, and he said, "I know that we always say that in interviews and that's something that footballers always say, but I actually mean this. You know, the team spirit here is remarkable." And I think that's helped by the fact that it's not that big a squad, so all the players know each other well, they get on with each other, and it is making a difference. We saw against York, Southend weren't at their best at all, went down to 10 men and managed to pop up with a last-minute winner with Luke Prosser. And then on Tuesday night at Portsmouth, 1-0 down in front of 13,000 fans, down to 10 men, to come back and even get a draw would have been something special. But to win the game in those circumstances was just amazing, and showed everything that's good about Southend at the moment.
And it's Cheltenham on Saturday. How's that shaping up?
Yeah, this is a dangerous one because you look at it and you think, yeah, Southend won five in a row, just won at Portsmouth. Everything's going really well. Cheltenham have won 1 in 6. They're 16th in the table. Everything points towards a Southend win, which normally results in a Southend victory. Southend defeat even. So that's the problem there. But you can't afford to get too complacent. It's a bit tough game. Cheltenham were in the playoffs last season, so they're a strong side. And Southend know that they're going to have to play well if they're going to come out on top.
Prediction?
I think Southend, I think confidence is higher, so I fancy them to win on Saturday. Back to clean sheets as well, so I will go 2-0 Southend with Barry Corr and Mark Laird scoring.
Cheers, Chris.
Thank you.